This is Apollo 11 interview number 12 with Dr. Wernher von Braun. This is a NASA Apollo 11 news feature from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Apollo 11, Moon Landing. Apollo 11 astronauts Neil Armstrong, Mike Collins, and Buzz Aldrin are slated to carry out what perhaps is man's greatest adventure. As on the previous three manned Apollo missions, the rocket for Apollo 11 is the giant Saturn V, a 30-story powerhouse capable of lifting over 6 million pounds off the launch pad. Saturn is the responsibility of NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, where we ask the director, Dr. Wernher von Braun, a three-part question. What accounts for the success of the Saturn program to date? Is Saturn ready for the Apollo 11 mission? And are his own personal feelings any different for Apollo 11 than on previous flights?
Well, butterflies in my stomach every time we have fire in the tailpipe, tell you the truth, and I think there won't be any different in Apollo 11. We try to do our best by identifying the environmental conditions that each and every of the millions of parts in such a rocket will see, and we try to qualify all these parts for this environment, but there is simply the fact left that there are millions of these parts, and every single part can foul things up. Now, we have, of course, provided a great deal of redundancy so that hopefully no failure of any single part can cause disaster. But the fact still is that there are many parts, and more importantly, there are many people involved in building these parts and testing these parts, and the whole chain is as strong as the weakest link in the chain. Rocketry has come a long way since its early days, when building new rockets was essentially a trial and error activity. You designed as best as you knew how, and then you built the stuff, you tested as well as you knew how, and then finally you launched it and hoped and prayed for the best. We have learned in all these years that one can do a great deal more before one ever launches, mainly by identifying and well understanding the environments that all the parts will be subjected to, and then testing out these parts against this environment. There's, of course, also another thing involved that's equally important. One has to provide an airtight management system that really flushes discrepancies to the surface, that nothing is hidden by people who, for example, would not like to be embarrassed by admitting that maybe their beautiful part has some faults after all, and so forth. So it is really a system to provide the greatest possible visibility of the program, and by policing the necessary correctional actions so that nothing can fall between the cracks.
Comments by Director of the Marshall Space Flight Center, Dr. Wernher von Braun. This has been a NASA Apollo 11 news feature. Willard Scott speaking.